More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next week, communities all around the country will come together in honor of those lost during the terror attacks of September 11th. Now, among those paying their respects will be Mission 43. This is an organization that helps service members adjust to life after the military. They'll be hosting their annual 9/11 Miles of Remembrance Run, and they want everyone to take part. So joining us today to talk more about this is Dan Nelson, the director of Mission 43. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So Dan, for those folks who are unfamiliar with Mission 43, can you just tell us a little bit more about the organization and what you do?
Sure. So we're a nonprofit organization based in Idaho. It's a statewide initiative of the J. A. and Catherine Albertson Family Foundation. Mission 43 is named such because Idaho is the 43rd state. And ultimately, we seek to make Idaho the premier destination for life after the military, for military families, both, you know, veterans themselves and military spouses to come raise their kids here.
So what are some of the biggest challenges when it comes to transitioning from a military life to a civilian life?
Well, I think there's that's definitely a layered question, but I think, you know, what we target is specifically helping veterans and military spouses in the realms of engagement, which is a very broad term, but really it's a sense of community. That's one of the biggest things that we find both veterans and military spouses lose when they transition to civilian life is people they know they can call on and socialize with and be like, you know, like-minded. And that has nothing to do with, you know, politics or anything else. It's really a community and service mindset. We also help with education and employment for both male and male spouses. And those are things that seem like no-brainers, but it's very hard to translate military experience oftentimes into a civilian resume, depending on the person's job.
You know, next week will be 23 years since 9/11. And for those of us who remember it, I think it's still very vivid. We know where we were, what we were doing, how it impacted and had such a sea change in the United States. With that said, there is a new generation of Americans that are growing up that not only do they not have personal memories, they weren't born when 9/11 happened. Both of my children were not born when 9/11 happened. And in fact, last week, my oldest came home from high school and he said, "Mom, we talked quite a bit in one class today about September 11th. And, you know, and he asked me about, well, you know, what do you remember about it? And I told him how there were Idahoans that, you know, lost their lives that day. You know, just all of these personal connections to 9/11 that so many of us have. With all of that said, Dan, why is it important, especially from, I think, a military background that you have, that we continue to make sure that our children truly understand this period of our history?
I think September 11, 2001 was the formative experience of my life and a lot of people like me's lives, you know, like that changed the trajectory of our entire adult lives. And like you said, I don't have two children too, and I want them to learn not just about 9/11, but the subsequent global war on terror that, you know, lasted at least 20 years and arguably still continues to this day. So to me, I don't think there could be another single event that changed the course of my life and subsequently the lives of my family members, you know, my wife and my children, all because of that singular event.
So with that said, I want to talk. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd say to me, it's extremely important that, you know, being a father and everything, I want 9/11 to never become just a blurb in a history book. You know, I want it to be something that parents are comfortable talking to their kids about. And it's a scary, tough subject that a lot of people are afraid to approach. And we're trying as Mission 43 to kind of break down that barrier with that event.
Right. And that's what I really appreciate, Dan, about this upcoming event that you'll be doing with your annual 9/11 Miles of Remembrance Run, because it's really a great way to get, you know, everybody involved, right? And to remember, or at least to learn more about 9/11. So with that said, can you tell us a little bit about the run? Because you're going to have some really impactful imagery along the route this year.
Yeah, we do every year, and we've done this, and it's really important to us to do it actually on the day, not an observance day. But so this year that falls on a Wednesday, September 11th does, but it's impactful for us. It's important for us to bring out, you know, everybody. And it's not just military veterans, not just first responders. We honor both those people, and they come in droves not to be honored necessarily, but to bring their families at this family event to share what that day meant to them, you know, and what subsequently, how their relationships changed, how their experiences and careers changed because of those events. So the imagery along the course is the kind of the timeline of 9/11. We make sure everything is family appropriate, but we also want people to have a realistic portrayal of what happened, you know. And I think even though it's a, you know, it's a 5K run, it's fully accessible to anybody, including adaptive athletes. It's along the Boise Green Belt. I mean, it's beautiful, starting and ending at Ann Morrison Park there, but not just in the park itself, but, you know, around this and one of our imagery. For instance, we have the pictures and names and stories of 51 Idahoans that died in the subsequent global war on terror, right? So they were killed in combat after September 11, 2001, you know, in part, largely in part, because of that singular day.
Mm-hmm. So you will also have a lot of other activities after the run as well to really make it family friendly. And because it is falling on a Wednesday this year, because you do this on September 11th, as you said, it starts at 5:45 in the evening, which is very helpful to families.
Yeah, we hope that families can bring their kids out after school, you know, after work. We'll serve dinner there and everything is free, whether it's the registration for this event, the t-shirt that comes with it, you know, the food, the drinks, everything is free to everyone that participates. And that's important to us. You know, we have about 3,000 people signed up so far. But this experience is something that we want, you know, the onus to be on the community. We live in such a great community here in Idaho, in Boise, that, you know, we think that this burden of carrying on the tradition and awareness of September 11, 2001 should be shared by everybody, regardless of their experience.
And you mentioned you already have 3,000 people signed up. That is a lot of folks. Do people need to register ahead of time, Dan, for the race, or could they show up day of?
They could show up day of, but all the shirts are first come, first serve as far as sizes. So if that's important to somebody, we'll always welcome everyone, but we highly recommend that people get registered first. All the people that have registered before August 1st have already received their shirts and kind of packet pickup stuff. We do have an additional early check-in at Payette Brewing in Boise this Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. as well. And then on the day of, on September 11th at Ann Morrison Park, people will be also able to register and pick up their packets.
And where, how do people register, Dan, before I let you go?
Oh, yeah. They go to mission43.org. That's the site where they can see about all the different things that contain within Mission 43 and all the things we offer. Again, all of our programming is free to military and military spouses. And that's where they'll see the 9/11 Miles of Remembrance under our events page and can register there as well.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.